I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Jason Schneider. He's the executive director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. We talked with him for an update about the Ampersand project that's coming to downtown Marquette. Here's more with Jason Schneider.
We went public about 3-4 weeks ago about Ampersand. There's been a lot of talk over the summer. Ampersand is a co-working office. This is something that's kind of taking over commercial real estate pretty much all over the world. The idea is that it is a shared co-working office environment. So in the space, we've got 9 private offices, 15 rentable desks, 20 other workstations, 2 conference rooms, printer, and all the office facilities you can need. So you can rent it by the day, the month, the year. When you do rent, everything is fully furnished and all utilities included. And you can, it's infinitely flexible. So we now have 21 businesses who have signed up for it. And we've got not a waiting list, but a list of about 40 businesses that are all kind of kicking the tires
to do the
maybe this will work for us, maybe not. You know, so these 21, they've looked at the floor plans, they've looked at the images of what it will look like. Mm-hmm. They've signed up essentially sight unseen, put a deposit down saying, we really like this concept.
Mm-hmm. Who is it for? I mean, there's kind of probably a common question that, you know, that this could be misconstrued as just like for startups and things, but it is more than that, isn't it?
It's a lot more than that. So, you know, our economy is different than it used to be. Our economy used to be, you know, a few major employers and then a bunch of retail. And those major employers, you know, like the mines would bring money in from the outside world, mm-hmm. and then the rest of us would all spend it amongst each other. And that's how our economy grew. Now there's a lot of people that are remote workers. There's a lot of people who own a business here who do work with outside companies all over the world. Mm-hmm. And we generally don't know they're here. So this is a place for them. It's also a place for all of our chamber members. It becomes a business hub that's open for everybody in town to use.
What is the schedule now? As you say, it's moving forward. I know it's a facility that is going in downtown Marquette, in the Masonic building on Washington.
5,200 square foot in the Masonic.
What's the plan? What's the approach now?
It's on my docket for today. We should be scheduling a groundbreaking here in about 2 weeks. And then we plan to be open in mid-January. We're hoping for early January, but I'm going to say mid to late January.
But this is a pretty substantial renovation of the space as well, but you're ready to move forward with that.
Yeah, it's roughly, it's a $500,000 project. It's fairly big, but we're ready to break ground and start moving.
How do people find out more about getting involved with it if they are looking for a satellite office? Maybe they want to be one of the major clients, or they want to just look at maybe doing some temporary work there. How do they find out more?
They can hit the website. The easiest way is Google Ampersand Marquette. The web address is ampersandco.work.
Okay.
So ampersand spelled out. Ampersand is a little and sign in a keyboard. So it's ampersand co.work.
This was an idea, what, about a year or so ago? I mean, what's kind of the whole window here? Tell me a little bit about that.
So
it was about a year and a half ago?
Yeah, the window here, there's a few components. When I was hired to start up the chamber almost 3 years ago, this was a pitch of mine at the very beginning to the board of directors saying, if a chamber is going to be relevant, we need to do a co-working space. They're everywhere in the country except here, and people want to be here. And this kind of shows the world that, you know, we are available for this type of work. Mm-hmm. And it's just been in the background conversation for about 3 years. So for the last year, it's really kind of picked up steam, and we did a feasibility study and really started kind of hashing out, what does this look like? Where is it going to go?
That's the comments of Jason Schneider, Executive Director of the Marquette Chamber of Commerce. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.